Macmillan Audio presents The Name of the Rose by Umberto Eco, translated from the Italian by William Weaver, read for you by Sean Barrett with Nicholas Rowe and Neville Jason.
Preface. On August the 16th, 1968, I was handed a book written by a certain Abbé Vallée, Le manuscrit de Dom Adson de Melk, traduit en français d'après l'édition de Dom J. Mabillon, aux presses de l'Abbé de la Source, Paris, 1842. Supplemented by historical information that was actually quite scant, the book claimed to reproduce faithfully a 14th century manuscript that in its turn had been found in the monastery of Melk by the great 18th century man of learning, to whom we owe so much information about the history of the Benedictine order. The scholarly discovery, I mean mine, the third in chronological order, entertained me while I was in Prague waiting for a dear friend. 6 days later, Soviet troops invaded that unhappy city. I managed, not without adventure, to reach the Austrian border at Linz. And from there I journeyed to Vienna, where I met my beloved, and together we sailed up the Danube. In a state of intellectual excitement, I read with fascination the terrible story of Adso of Melk, and I allowed myself to be so absorbed by it that, almost in a single burst of energy, I completed a translation using some of those large notebooks from the Papeterie Joseph Gibert, in which it is so pleasant to write if you use a felt-tip pen. And as I was writing, we reached the vicinity of Melk, where, perched over a bend in the river, the handsome Stift stands to this day, after several restorations during the course of the centuries. As the reader must have guessed, in the monastery library I found no trace of Adso's manuscript. Before we reached Salzburg, one tragic night in a little hotel on the shores of the Mönse, my travelling companionship was abruptly interrupted, and the person with whom I was travelling disappeared, taking Abbé Vallée's book, not out of spite, but because of the abrupt and untidy way in which our relationship ended. And so I was left with a number of manuscript notebooks in my hand and a great emptiness in my heart. A few months later, in Paris, I decided to get to the bottom of my research. Among the few pieces of information I had derived from the French book, I still had the reference to its source, exceptionally detailed and precise. Vetera analecta, sive collectio veterum aliquot opera, et opusculorum omnes generis, carminum, epistolarum, diplomaton, epitaphiorum, et cum itinere germanico, adaptationibus et aliquot disquisitionibus R.P.D. Ioannis Mabillon, presbyteri ac monachi ord sancti benedicti e congregazione sancti Mauri, nova editio cui accessere Mabillonii vita et aliquot opuscula, silicet disertatio de pane eucharistico, asimo et fermentato ad eminentis, cardinalem bona, subiungitor opusculum Eldefonsi Hispaniensis episcopi de eodem argumento et Eusebi Romani ad Theophilum Gallum epistola de cultu sanctorum ignotorum Parisiis apud Levec ad pontem Sancti Michaelis 1721 cum privilegio regis. I quickly found the Vetera Analecta at the Bibliothèque Sainte Geneviève, but to my great surprise the edition I came upon differed from the description in two details. First, the publisher, who was given here as Montalon ad Ripam P.P. Augustinianorum prope pontem Sancti Michaelis, and also the date, which was 2 years later.